Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together!
In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, what if I'm afraid to witness? The Bible tells about a time when God gave a special assignment to the leader of Israel named Moses. His assignment was to tell God's message to the elders of Israel and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Moses didn't want to do it. He was afraid. He said to God, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me?" You can find that in the Bible in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Have you ever felt like Moses? God has given you a special assignment. You are to tell God's message to other people. You are to be a witness. Like Moses, do you make excuses such as, "I'm afraid I might say the wrong thing," or "I'm afraid people will not listen to me," or "I'm afraid people will make fun of me"? In Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, God said to Moses, "Who gave man his mouth? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." God promises the same to you. He is the one who made you and he will be with you. He will give you the words to say. You don't have to be afraid. Trust God to help you to be a witness for Him. Tell you a story from the Bible to help you to remember that you don't have to be afraid. In Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 11, the Bible shows that the Lord encouraged Paul, who was quite fearful when he was in Corinth. When Paul went to Corinth and preached there, many became Christians, but many of the Jews opposed him, and Paul knew that they could cause much trouble. And he was afraid and was tempted not to preach anymore. But the Lord spoke to him and told him that he was with him and would not allow anyone to hurt him. He told him to go on preaching because he was going to save many, many more people in the city. And Paul did so. So the next time you feel afraid to tell someone about Jesus, you can ask for God's help and he will help you. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, what can you do if you are afraid to witness? The question for today is, what can you do if you are afraid to witness? And your challenge for today is for you to share the good news with the person you have been praying for. Your challenge for today is for you to share the good news with the person you have been praying for. And now, let's talk to God together. Dear God, when I'm afraid to witness, help me to remember the promises in your word and give me courage to tell others about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of today's Wonder Time, but guess what? We will be back really soon. So don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.